Good morning and happy Palm Sunday to everyone. So, in our scripture today from John, we learn about Jesus and the followers, people who were enamored and excited and wanted to know more about his miracles and his good works. People were drawn to Jesus. And ultimately, unfortunately, it's what caused his death. So Jesus became popular, if you want to use that word, and he got a lot of attention and he transformed people's minds and hearts. It got me to thinking about currently, like right now, what's the popular story? What's the news of the day? People seem to get popularity now for far less than humble and miraculous behaviors. Now, I'm not picking on anybody. I'm not passing judgment. I'm just going to share a couple of examples of really news worthy or stories that have gained a lot of attention in our country lately. And I'm not so sure that this is what we want to follow, but hey, it was everywhere when the first example I'm going to share happened. And currently you can't help but turn on the TV or look at your smart apps about news and see the other. So here's the two examples. There was the lady who accidentally used Gorilla Glue in her hair. And that got a lot of attention. I think she got a GoFundMe page. A little bit of popularity, if you will, for something not so great. And then there were the folks that are currently down in Florida having a great time, but maybe not following rules, but it's getting a lot of attention. And I think the more attention it gets, the more people that go, and it's kind of become a reckless kind of situation. Now, I have a question. Have any of you heard about the little dog in North Carolina that recently kept going into a local Dollar General? He kept trying to get, I think, a pink or purple unicorn stuffed animal. Eventually, like four or five times after he kept coming in the store and being put back out, the animal control folks came, and you know what? They rescued him and they got him the unicorn. Now, that's a story that I can get behind. There was a need, and it was precious and true, and there was a reaction from the people involved that was loving and pure. But I bet more folks have heard about the Gorilla Glue Lady than the Good Samaritan animal officers. Now, let's get back to the scripture. Jesus was getting a lot of attention, and sadly, he ultimately died for that attention. But in his death, we are saved. So his story was not just newsworthy. It wasn't just popular, but it was life-changing for you, me, and all Christians to come. So here's my idea. Be careful the stories you follow. Be considerate with the news or what your friends tell you. Be careful what you pay most attention to. Look for the true and pure, the sacrifice in stories of people who are making our world better. Follow their stories and remember the brave followers of Jesus who welcomed him on Palm Sunday, knowing he was life. Let us pray. Jesus, let us welcome you into our hearts as your followers did so long ago. Every day, let us lay palm branches at your feet. Let us welcome your message and your miracles, your teachings. Let us not be excited at news and stories that are negative, but rather follow the uplifting, the pure, and the helpful. Thank you for your sacrifice. Amen.